The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Wednesday morning. Yesterday and the day before, we noticed about a man by the name of Philip, the man with an open will, how that God could use just an ordinary man in an extraordinary way as he opened himself up to God. First, Philip served tables in Jerusalem. He was among the seven selected for this purpose in taking care of the widows. The Bible says that he was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. He had to be open to God to have this said about him. And then we read with the persecution and scattering of the church, he was among the number that went everywhere preaching the word. And then while he was scattered abroad, the angel of the Lord directed him to go down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So the man with an open will found an open road before him. And now today we find something else opens up before him. And he finds a man riding along in a chariot with an open Bible. Let's read about that in Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 27. And he, that's Philip, arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias, or that's Isaiah, the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. All right, things are opening up to Philip, a man on the open road with an open Bible. And Philip joins himself to this man as he is reading from the prophet Isaiah. He has an open Bible before him. You know, the open Bible, what a wonderful thing to think about. The Bible is open. It is open to be read by all today. That's not always been the case. One time, men were persecuted for reading the Bible. But we're thankful that we have that freedom today, and the Bible is an open book. But the Bible may be open, but sometimes men's minds are not open. And we have creeds of men. The Bible is not an open book because of denominational creeds and traditions that limit the understanding of the Bible and filter our thinking through the traditions of men. I'm reminded of what Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees in his day in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 13 as he pronounces the woes upon them. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for neither ye go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Jesus said they were hindering people from entering the kingdom of heaven. They were shutting it up because of their traditions of men, no doubt, because in Mark 7, verse 7, he speaks to the scribes and Pharisees, the Lord did. He says, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So they were shutting up the kingdom of heaven because the word of God was not open, and because men's minds were closed by their doctrines and traditions of men to really being open to the word of God. The Bible is an open book. It's the most wonderful book in the world, and we must study it. It is an open book for all to study. And I know Paul wrote to Timothy over there, and he said some wonderful things about the word of God and just how complete it was and how we do not need anything else. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, the word of God is open for all to read. It's for us. Faith comes by the word of God. I tell you what, the book, the Bible, is not only open now, it's going to be open in the day of judgment, because Jesus said in John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one to judge him, because the word I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So the books will be open in the last day. The word of God will be open. And so how we need to open the Bible now, because it's an open book for all to believe and study. It will just open up and get rid of the doctrines and traditions of men and the ideas of men and search out the word of God for just what it says. Yes, this man with an open will went down an open road, and he found a man with an open Bible. Tomorrow we find something else is open. Thank you for listening today.